This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And if you wouldn't mind, a request from Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher to kindly dial down the 5G hype. While 5G tech will bring undeniable benefits, just how significant of a business will it actually be in 2019? Setting realistic expectations for the big new wireless standard after these tech headlines. Amazon's DC area HQ2 is heating up a new battle for tech-savvy vets. The planned regional headquarters in the heart of the U.S. military establishment means hiring as many as 25,000 for its planned DC area facility. That would be almost a sixth of the existing private sector workforce for defense contractors and government IT specialists in the area. Amazon wouldn't say what kind of workers it plans to hire. However, its offices will require software engineers and cloud experts. And the Journal says contractors worry HQ2's arrival could exacerbate an already tight search for talent as the Pentagon spends more and more on cybersecurity and cloud computing. So Tencent is still waiting for a big win, even as China's regulators ended a freeze on new video game approvals. They've left industry giants like Tencent and NetEase out in the cold when giving the first group the green light. The Journal says regulators may be throwing a lifeline first to smaller companies, which have struggled since the freeze last March. Smaller games companies benefit from the approval of 80 new titles as of this weekend. However, and though they were left out of the initial batch of approvals, Tencent and NetEase are likely to be granted publication licenses in the first half of 2019. Tesla is cutting prices, but why? To woo more U.S. buyers, of course. This comes after reporting global deliveries more than tripled during the final 3 months of 2018. This means prices for the Model S, Model X, and Model 3 vehicles get slashed by $2,000, fueled by the increased production and sales of the new Model 3 sedan, poised to be the first electric car to go mainstream. Tesla delivered a total of 90,700 vehicles in the fourth quarter. That's up almost 30,000 from a year earlier. Coming up, is 5G a hype that masks a more complicated reality? That's the first of one of tech's burning questions for 2019. The second we have an answer for, it's yes, 5G will for sure be the next big thing ever, eventually. Yes, 5G is coming. No, you haven't missed it, but I understand if you were concerned because the hype has been hard to overlook lately. But the next generation wireless standard has become what has been called the quote-unquote next big thing in tech. But how big, and more importantly, how soon? Here to manage our hopes, dreams, and expectations for the next big thing in tech is Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher joining us from our San Francisco bureau. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So let's talk about the hype first. 5G currently promises these super fast speeds for users and all this amazing efficiency for all these big things, but this is a tech that moves fast. So as it stands now, what has everyone so excited?
Well, yeah, I think it depends on a matter of timing there. Ultimately, when, like, you know, there's versions of 5G as it kind of comes to full fruition. Ultimately, 5G is promising speed something like 20 gigabits per second, which is hundreds of times faster than, you know, what we get on a normal, on today's fastest broadband speeds. Ultimately, it's going to be phenomenally faster. And 5G is important because this is ultimately the technology where you can theoretically have, you know, fleets of automated cars worth all the data they're going to send back and forth and those sorts of technologies. What we're seeing, I think, early on is a lot, is much less robust than that. You know, some of these early services that we're already seeing launch here with the carriers are going to be, you know, faster than what we have, depending on kind of where you are in the coverage and that. But the technology is still kind of early. Some of the final technology standards are still being ironed out. So it's, despite all the kind of marketing hype that we see about 5G as being this year for it, I see it as really a much slower rollout than that.
Right. Speed is the key word. Like you said, these things take time and money, most importantly. And even as the Journal continues to write about how big companies like Verizon and AT&T, they're rolling out services branded as 5G, this wide-scale availability of true 5G networks, this is a complicated overhaul of reality. So what does slowdown of speed, you know, what does that mean for this big transition of wireless technology?
Well, I think the benefits for them are going to be slow as well. So I wrote my column as a kind of cautionary point to say that even though, you know, the marketing hype would suggest that 5G is going to be a major business in 2019, I don't really think it's going to be a major business in 2019. I think it's going to be the years after that it kind of grows into something over time. you know, but we're going to see there's going to be some services branded as 5G this year. There's going to be some devices branded as 5G this year. I'm not convinced they're going to sell very strong because I think a lot of the advantages of the services aren't going to be fully there. You know, it's not. One source I talked to said, you know, made a sharp point that, you know, Facebook and email and these things we normally do with our phones aren't really going to be that different or faster on 5G. So there's not, for a lot of people, it's not going to be a really compelling thing to buy into early on at the extra cost. It's going to take more time, but over time, we've seen it with past evolutions, you know, over time, the speeds get better, the coverage gets better, the types of services that you can do with it, you know, get better. So as that evolves, more people will, it'll be a more compelling opportunity. It'll be a compelling technology for the carriers as well.
Mm-hmm. And the question becomes, are they going to be ready to make this transition in this market? What are the prospects? How are they standing here?
Well, they're getting into it. I think they're getting into it a little more carefully than I think their marketing may suggest. You know, I know the story that AT&T and Verizon aren't expected to really boost their capital spending this year. They're expected to keep that kind of flat. So they're spending on it as they're bringing it up to speed, but they also have other things they have to manage. I think AT&T's 5G service is their actual term they're using is called 5G Evolution. And what that means is it's essentially a 4G service with some enhancements. So I think there's going to be some marketing confusion in it, in the sense, but I mean, for the carriers, 5G is very compelling because any new wireless standard tends to bring more efficiency from their perspective. They can get a lot more over the same kind of airspace. So they have a great interest in propagating it. But again, it's more a matter of it takes a long time, it takes money, and we're in, this time around, we're in kind of a mature wireless device market. So, you know, we're not in a market that's growing, you know, 20-30% a year. We're in a market that's kind of mature, not growing much. And if it grows in the years ahead, maybe low single digits. So that's a very different kind of prospect.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it does sound like it is the next best thing. We just need to wait. Good enough. Thanks a lot. Dan
no
Gallagher, always appreciate it. For more details, head to heardonthestreet@wsj.com or the WSJ app. That's it for the tech news briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.